Welcome back to BCC Advent. These are weekly meditations and reflections that aim to help you journey through the Advent season and connect deeper with the themes and stories embedded in this meaningful experience. Before we dive in today, I want to invite you to take a moment to settle yourself. Let your shoulders drop. Let your breath slow. This week, we sit with the second theme of Advent, peace. The night that Jesus was born, the world was anything but peaceful. Rome occupied Israel. Fear, injustice, taxes, and tension filled the air. And yet, into that world, angels sang one startling word, peace. Peace, then, isn't the absence of conflict, not an untouched perfect life, but rather the presence of God inside the imperfect one. Jesus doesn't wait for things to calm down before he enters in. He steps right into the noise and brings peace with him. There are days when our minds feel crowded, when our schedules stretch thin like worn fabric, when worry loops in our thoughts like a song we just can't seem to turn off. The peace that Advent talks about doesn't ask us to pretend. It doesn't demand that we fix everything first. It meets us exactly where we are, in the messy, the tension, and the ache. God's peace is not escape, it's presence. Today, we're going to practice a breath prayer. Breath prayer is slow, simple, and gentle, and it's a way to remember that peace begins inside of us, even before it changes the world around us. On your next inhale, I want you to whisper, "Be near." And on your exhale, I want you to whisper, "Prince of Peace." Again, we inhale, "Be near." Exhale, "Prince of Peace." I invite you to let this prayer follow you through the week. Let peace be something that you receive, not something that you force. And as you go throughout your day-to-day life, pray that breath prayer on your commute, in the chaos of the Christmas season. Inhale, "Be near." Exhale, "Prince of Peace." May the peace of Christ find you, not when everything is solved, but exactly as you are. May it steady you, may it soften you, and may it hold you. See you next week.